This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for September 2025. How did classical music play a part of Emily Dickinson's life as a poet and musician, and what musical instrument did she play? Emily Dickinson was born on December 10, 1830, in Amherst, Massachusetts, to Edward Dickinson, lawyer and trustee of Amherst College, and his wife, Emily Norcross Dickinson. Emily's mother was well-educated. Quote, Edward Dickinson's father, Samuel Dickinson, Emily's grandfather, was one of the founders of Amherst College. Emily was close to her older brother, William Austin Dickinson, and younger sister, Lavinia Norcross Dickinson, end quote. Emily was raised in a household that loved books. At the age of 2, Emily began studying the piano and began to read at a young age. At 5 years of age, she attended the district school in Amherst. At 10 years of age, she went to school at Amherst Academy for 7 years, where she was, quote, an excellent student, end quote. Afterwards, she attended Mount Holyoke Female Seminary for a year. She was, quote, fascinated by science, end quote. She studied botany during her spare time and produced a vast herbarium, quote. She also corresponded with many friends and contacts, sharing her poetry, end quote. Emily was a voracious reader and had a remarkable vocabulary. Quote, the Emily Dickinson lexicon documents over 9,275 unique words and their variants found in her collected poems, end quote. She wrote, quote, I attend singing school, end quote. Emily enjoyed being a part of the singing school, quote, with its repertoire of church hymns, carols, and anthems, end quote. Emily wrote, quote, I can improvise better at night. Her family and friends knew her to be an expert improviser at the piano. Her cousin John Graves, when visiting his cousins, would stay overnight and be awakened by Emily's, quote, heavenly music, end quote. As a teenager, she began writing poetry. Quote, the principal of Amherst Academy, Leonard Humphrey, was one of Emily's early influences for writing poetry. Emily visited Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to befriend Charles Wadsworth, a minister who became a cherished correspondent, end quote. Emily, in her 20s, discussed, quote, books with Amherst students and tutors, who were her friends and among whom circulated books by Thomas de Quincey, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Thomas Carlyle, and German novelist Jean-Paul Richter. Dickinson belonged to a reading group of Amherst young people who tackled reading Shakespeare out loud, and she was introduced to Emerson's works by his first poems, a gift from her early mentor, Benjamin Franklin Newton. Friendships of early adulthood, such as that with Amherst student Henry Vaughan Emmons, enlarged her awareness of and access to books beyond her home shelves, end quote. She read daily the Springfield Republican to keep up with current events. This newspaper was considered, quote, New England's best political and literary newspaper, end quote. She also read every issue of Susan Dickinson, her sister-in-law's subscription to the Atlantic Monthly. During Emily Dickinson's lifetime, one letter and 10 of her poems were published. She wrote letters to friends and family members sharing her poetry. Quote, she considered books vehicles of the imagination, describing them in her poetry as a frigate, a bequest of wings, and the chariot that bears the human soul, end quote. Emily wrote her poem, Musicians Wrestle Everywhere, at the beginning of the Civil War in the early 1860s. She shared her joy of music in, quote, the musical metaphors, end quote, she used in her poetry. Her poems tell a story with her thought-provoking, vivid imagery. Examples, the railroad train, success is counted sweetest, because I could not stop for death, tell all the truth. Emily wrote her poem 632, The Brain is Wider Than the Sky, in 1862. Emily Dickinson died in Amherst, Massachusetts on May 15, 1886, at the age of 55. She was a lifelong musician. After Emily Dickinson's death, her sister Lavinia discovered almost 1,800 poems that her sister had written. She approached friends Thomas Wentworth Higginson and later Mabel Lewis Todd to help her publish Emily's poems. Emily Dickinson's first volume of poetry was published 4 years after her death. Today, quote, "The homestead where Emily Dickinson was born has become a museum. Emily Dickinson is considered to be one of the greatest and most original poets of all time," end quote.